From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Great show for you today. But before we get started, sometimes people doubt our influence. Well, check this out. About a month ago, right after the election, I began our show by urging a particular someone to once again run for president. Dennis Kucinich, you can't be busy. Come on, guys. Most of the people who overwhelmingly rejected you last time, they've probably died by now. Do it for the country. But more to the point, do it for us. And this week, lo and behold, Dennis Kucinich threw his hat, made of all natural recycled fiber, of course, back into the ring for 2008. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you very much. Every single person in America who voted for him is here tonight. That's amazing. For the rest of you, call us up, play our quiz. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Esther.
Hey,
I'm calling from New York, New York.
Hey, how are things in New York, New York?
Great, it's cold.
It is?
Yeah,
well,
just a little bit.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What do you do in New York, New York?
I'm a senior at New York University.
Oh, wow, that great campus down in the Greenwich Village.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Enjoy it, because you'll never be able to afford to live there again.
That's so true.
Well, Esther, welcome to our show. Let me introduce you to today's panel. First, say hello to ubiquitous TV personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Esther.
Next, say hello to a deputy editor at the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Kiri.
Hi, Esther. I loved your book of the Bible.
I do, too.
And lastly, say hello to the author of The Perfect Christmas Gift, the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Esther.
Esther, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to start us off with a round of Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read you three quotes from the week's news.
Terrific.
If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
I can't wait.
Here we go. Here is your first quote.
This is all part of his week-long search for new ideas, which bears a striking resemblance to O.J.'s search for the real killer.
That was pundit Kevin Drum of the Washington Monthly talking about Who's search this week for what he is calling, quote, a new way forward.
George Bush?
Yes, right.
Cool.
Famed for his intellectual curiosity and his willingness to listen to critics. President Bush this week allowed himself to be photographed, going hither and yon, soliciting outside ideas on how to succeed in Iraq. Asked why it took 3.5 years of war to do this, the president said it was only in the last week that Dick Cheney backed down from his assertion that outside experts have cooties. Well, let me ask you guys, you're professional commentators of a sort, do you think...
Thank you for adding
you're,
of a sort.
Yes, you're the best we could afford. Do you think that President Bush, as he goes from the Pentagon to the State Department to various meetings, is actually listening, is actually taking in other people's ideas and is processing them in his inimitable way, whatever that may be, and is going to change his thinking because of what he's hearing?
I think he's listening, but what's going on inside that black box of his head, I couldn't tell you.
Really?
Yeah. I think, I mean, he's saying things to himself like, oh, yeah, that's right, it's not pronounced Sonny. You gotta remember that.
Yeah. It's not
that a lot.
Yeah,
people have been laughing at me. I know they've been laughing.
Yes. And the drink
the second part of that is even better.
Yeah. And the drink is not Sunni Delight.
It's not Sunni Delight. No.
Well, that's like, but that's probably like.
That's where I got my vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C. And you can imagine, you know, that's exactly probably his thought process. He goes like, Sonny, you know, then he's, next thing you know, he's sitting there going, anybody like those Flintstone vitamins?
Oh, my gosh.
You can chew those.
No.
The Shiite's going to hit the fan.
Yeah,
exactly. He's also wondering why everybody's named Al.
All right. Here, Esther, is your next quote.
Is there such a thing as a man-made stroke? Did someone do this to him?
That was host of The View, Joy Behar, Thursday, voicing a conspiracy theory about whose sudden medical crisis.
Would it be that Russian spy dude?
No, he did have a sudden medical crisis, but it mildly. No, this was this week's news. The reason that this guy's sudden medical problems is, or rather are, so significant is because it may affect control of the U.S. Senate.
Oh, it was that brain stroke dude, or...
You know?
Yes, given his
what's
name.
What's the old joke?
Senator Brainstroke.
Given his name.
Two decades of public service, and what do they call you? One little stroke, and the next thing you know, you're Brainstroke dude for the rest of your life. Gosh, life ain't fair. But yes, but do you know his name?
No.
You don't know his name.
Oh, gosh, it's really boring. I mean, it's all...
Yes, think of all the boring names.
Yeah.
No.
Johnson?
Oh, well,
yes!
Yes!
Really?
Okay. That's it. And that was perhaps... I mean, that was worth it for all the letters we're going to get from people named Johnson over
what the next was that guess?
All the long, dull letters from people named Johnson.
Oh, they do go on, those Johnsons.
Let me tell you about my family history.
Tim Johnson is his name. Now, normally, the sudden serious illness of a Democratic senator from South Dakota would be simply a sad and alarming story for his friends and colleagues. And it is that, of course. But when his party has just a one-vote margin, everybody in Washington is speculating about what this could mean. Will he have to resign? If so, would he be replaced by a Republican? Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid assured everyone that all his thoughts were just about his friend's health. And secondly, that it is theoretically possible to be too mentally impaired to serve in the U.S. Senate, but it has not happened yet. All right, very good, Esther. Here is your last quote.
I'm not comparing him to Jesus Christ, but...
That was a voter in New Hampshire who didn't think a first-time visitor to the state was quite divine, but still pretty attractive. Who?
Oh, jeez.
her first vowel was right, though. Yeah. That's right.
There it is again.
That's right. Keep going with that.
I don't know.
Well, his new book will be called The Audacity of Running for President When You've Only Been a Senator for 2 years.
Oh, I know this. I know this now. It's Obama.
It is Barack Obama. The junior senator from Illinois, also known as the savior of all mankind, the Alpha and Omega, and the emperor of all the Russias, took a little trip to New Hampshire this week. Never been there, you know. Wanted to see the sights.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in New Hampshire.
That's true, yeah.
December.
Exactly. And, of course, along the way, he just wanted to make a few speeches to presidential primary voters. He also healed some lepers in his spare time, because he does that. Then, as the week went on, he made a few surprise appearances, one on Monday Night Football, and several in Hillary Clinton's fevered nightmares.
Yes, Hillary spent that entire week painting tunnels on granite walls.
Sending him little things from the Acme Company.
Yeah, she bought this great paint from the Acme Company.
Wile E. Carville.
Carl, how did Esther do in our quiz?
Peter, she did very well. Three correct answers.
Yay!
Esther, you win.
Thank you so much.